COVID relief is up in the air today after President Trump threatened last night not to sign the coronavirus relief bill. He's demanding $2,000 checks to Americans instead of the $600 that Congress approved.
The president's surprise video last night upended months of tense bipartisan negotiations and leaves struggling Americans unsure whether help is on the way just 2 days before Christmas. Meanwhile, health officials fear the holidays could lead to another spike in COVID-19 cases, piling onto the post-Thanksgiving surge that's already overwhelmed hospitals in some states. So let's bring in NPR science correspondent Rob Stein. And Rob, start with Christmas travel. It may push hospitals past their limits. So what's happening with the pandemic right now?
Yeah, Robin, you know, right now it's a very mixed picture in some ways. On the one hand, there's finally light at the end of the tunnel. You know, the vaccines are finally here and millions of doses are already being shipped out and hundreds of thousands of people have already gotten their first shots. On the other hand, the pandemic has really never been worse than it is right now in this country. You know, let's not forget more than 18 million people in the U.S. have already been infected with the virus. More than 322,000 have already died. And the virus is now spreading faster than ever. More than 200,000 people are being infected every day, and more than 3,000 are dying on some days. I talked about this with Dr. Carlos Del Rio at Emory University.
It's very grim. You know, we're seeing what I think it's an epidemic out of control. And we are seeing patients come to the hospital and we're seeing people continue to die. And it's just heartbreaking.
Out of control. Los Angeles quickly running out of beds. Tennessee leads the country in infections per capita. Talk about the hot spots.
Yeah, so, you know, it's really out of control from coast to coast, really, you know, from Rhode Island, New York, and Pennsylvania on the East Coast. You know, in addition to Tennessee looking really bad, Arkansas looks bad, so does Oklahoma, you know, Kansas, Arizona. So many people are hospitalizing California right now that there's talk about having to start deciding how to almost ration care. You know, doctors are facing the possibility of being forced to make these wrenching decisions about who has the best and who doesn't have the best shot at surviving.
What about this variant, this new strain of the coronavirus that's spreading in the UK?
Yeah, so that's something that scientists are watching very closely. It looks like it may spread more easily, but the good news is that it doesn't seem to be more deadly, and the vaccine should still work. This variant hasn't been detected in the U.S. yet, but it could be here and just hasn't been spotted. So, you know, scientists are urgently looking right now.
Yeah. And Rob, I want to jump to some more sound that you've brought us, because there's usually a lag time of about 2 weeks before these surges start showing up in the data, which means a rise in holiday cases would end up just between the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration. So how is President-elect Biden planning to address this in his first days in office?
So, you know, Biden says he's going to try to provide a much more coordinated national response to the pandemic. You know, he's promising to do things like, you know, finally boost testing. Public health experts are welcoming this. You know, some projections say the death toll could exceed 400 or even 500,000, which had once been thought to be, you know, just unimaginable. Here's Dr. Yeah. Carlos Del Rio again from Emory.
We should all be, quite frankly, realizing that there's a lot we can do as individuals to actually prevent the transmission of this virus.
You know, so Del Rio and others are saying, you know, wear those masks and keep your distance from anyone you don't live with. They get that everyone's exhausted and fed up and yearning to see friends and family over the holidays. But public health experts are basically saying, you know, we get it, but there's hope. The vaccines are here. Just hold on and be careful so more of you can be here to celebrate the holidays together next year.
Yeah. Well, in the less than a minute we have, how is the rollout of that vaccine going? You know, we're a little over a week into the rollout to frontline workers. Several states didn't get the amount they were promised. Pfizer said they have doses just sitting in warehouses. So just briefly, how well is this going?
You know, there have been a few hiccups. You know, there was big confusion about how much vaccines the states would get this week. But the federal government is promising to fix that. And, you know, just today you mentioned the Trump administration announced a new deal to get 100 million more doses from the Pfizer vaccine. But, you know, vaccinating hundreds of millions of people is a huge, complicated undertaking. So it won't be surprising if more snags pop up along the way. And it'll take months, you know, many months before enough people get vaccinated to really stop this virus.
Yeah, we have to be patient. NPR science correspondent Rob Stein, thank you.
You bet, Robin.